This is the Sakar Merli of the 7th of August, 2025. Essence, sweet children, imbibe the imperishable jewels of this knowledge, and from being poor, now become wealthy. You souls are Rup and Basant, an embodiment of yoga who showers jewels of knowledge. Question. What good wishes should you have whilst constantly making effort? Answer. Always have these good wishes. I, this soul, was Satopritan. I claim the inheritance of power from the Father and am now claiming it once again. Have these good wishes while making effort and become Satopritan. Do not think that not everyone is going to become Satopritan. No, continue to make effort to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and become strong by doing service. Song. Take us away from this land of sin to a place of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. This is a study. Everything has to be understood. All other satsangs, etc., belong to the path of devotion. Everyone has become a beggar while doing devotion. Those beggars, fakirs, are different. You are different types of beggars. You were wealthy and have now become fakirs, religious beggars. No one knows that you were wealthy. You Brahmins know that you were the masters of the world and were wealthy. We were wealthy lords and have now become poor lords. You have to study this study very well. You have to imbibe these things and try to inspire others to imbibe them. You have to imbibe the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. You souls are Rup and Basant. It is souls who imbibe everything. Bodies are perishable. Anything useless is burnt. When a body is of no further use, it is burnt on a fire. They don't burn the soul. We are souls. All human beings became body conscious when the kingdom of Ravan began. It became firm that I am a body. However, souls are immortal. The Father, the Lord of immortality, comes and makes souls immortal. There, in the Golden Age, they shed their bodies according to their own wishes at their own times, and take other bodies, because each soul is a master. They can shed their bodies when they want. Their bodies have long lifespans there. There is the example of the snake. You now know that those are the old skins of the last of your many births. You have taken the full 84 births. Some take 60 to 70 births, and some take 50 births. Lifespans definitely become a little less in the Silver Age. In the Golden Age, they have full lifespans. You now have to make effort to come at the beginning of the Golden Age. Souls there have power. Therefore, there is no untimely death. It is when their power decreases that their lifespans decrease. Just as the Father is the almighty authority, so he makes you souls almighty too. First, you have to become pure and stay in remembrance, for only then will you receive power. You claim your inheritance of power from the Father. Impure souls cannot receive power. When souls become charitable, they receive power. Just think, we souls were Satapratan. Constantly have good wishes. Don't think that not everyone will become Satapratan and that some will only become Sato. No, you must always think that you were Satapratan at first. Only by having this faith will you become Satapratan. You shouldn't ask how you can become Satapratan. Otherwise you slip away and don't stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Make as much effort as possible. Consider yourselves to be souls and become Satapratan. At this time, all human beings are Tamopratan. You souls too are Tamopratan. You souls now have to be made Satapratan by having remembrance of the Father. As well as this, if you continue to do service at the same time, you will receive strength. For instance, when someone opens a centre, he receives blessings from many. When a person opens a rest house for pilgrims, Dharamshala, everyone can go and rest there. Those souls would be happy, would they not? When those who go to stay there experience rest, the ones who built the house receive their blessings. What will the result of that be? That soul will remain happy in his next birth and receive a good home. He will have the happiness of having a good home. It isn't that he will never fall ill, he will just receive a good home. If someone opened a hospital, he would receive good health. If someone opened a university, he would receive a good education. Hospitals, etc., will not exist in heaven. Here you are now creating your reward for 21 births by making effort. However, there won't be any hospitals, courts or police, etc. there. You are now going to that land of happiness. There are no advisers there either. The highest on high emperor and empress will not need to take advice from anyone. Advice is taken when you don't have that much wisdom, when you have fallen into vice. Everyone in the kingdom of Ravan becomes completely senseless and has a degraded intellect. This is why they try to find ways for destruction. They think that they themselves are making the world very elevated, when in fact they are bringing it down even more. Destruction is now just ahead. You children know that you have to go home. We are serving Bharat and establishing our divine kingdom. We will then rule there. It is remembered, follow the Father. The Father shows the Son, and the Son shows the Father. You children know that Shiv Baba has now entered the body of Brahma and is teaching us. You have to explain in this way. We don't consider Brahma to be God or a deity, etc. He was impure. The Father has entered an impure body. Look at the picture and see how he is standing at the top of the tree. He is impure. Beneath the tree, he is doing tapasya to become pure and become a deity. Those who are doing tapasya are Brahmins. All of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are studying Raj Yoga. It is so clear. You must have very good yoga for this. If you don't stay in remembrance, you can't have that power when speaking this knowledge. You receive power by having remembrance of Shiv Baba. If you do not become Satobhritan by having remembrance, you will experience punishment and claim a low status. The main thing is remembrance, which is known as the ancient yoga of Bharat. No one knows about this knowledge. Previously, the rishis and munis would say that they neither knew the Creator nor the beginning, middle or end of creation. You too didn't know anything previously. These five vices completely made you not worth a penny. This old world is now to be burnt and completely destroyed. Nothing will remain. All of you are serving Bharat with your bodies, minds and wealth to make it into heaven, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. When people ask you this question at an exhibition, tell them that we BKs are establishing the kingdom of Rama by serving with our bodies, mind and wealth according to Srimat. Gandhiji never said he was establishing the kingdom of Rama by following Srimat. Here, the father who is Sri Sri 108, the most elevated one who creates the 108, is sitting in this one. The rosary of 108 is being created. A big rosary is created. But it is the 8 and the 108 in that who make very good efforts. There are many who are number-wise in making good efforts. When a sacrificial fire of Rudra is created, salagrams are also worshipped. It must definitely be because you did service that you are worshipped. You Brahmins are spiritual servers. You awaken the soul in everyone. When you forget that you are a soul, you have body consciousness. You then think, I am so-and-so. No one understands that he is a soul. The name so-and-so belongs to the body. No one has the slightest idea about where we souls come from. The consciousness of bodies has become firm while playing our parts here. The father says, children, stop making mistakes. Maya is very powerful. You are on a battlefield. Become soul conscious. This is a meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul. It is remembered that souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. No one understands the meaning of that. You souls now understand that you reside with the Father. That is the home of souls. The Father also resides there. His name is Shiva. The birthday of Shiva is remembered. No other name should be given to him. The father says, my real name is Shiva the benefactor. I am not called Rudra the benefactor. It is said Shiva the benefactor. There is a temple to Shiva in Kashi. Sadhus go there and chant the mantra. Shiva Kashi Vishwana Ganga. The father now explains that Shiva, whose image has been placed in that temple in Kashi, is called Vishwana, the Lord of the world. However, I am not the Lord of the world. You become lords of the world. I don't become that. You become lords of the Brahm element. That is your home, and the other is your kingdom. My only home is the Brahm element. Neither do I go to heaven, nor do I become the lord of it. I am just called Shiv Baba. My path is to purify the impure. Sikhs speak of God washing the dirty, impure clothes, but they don't understand the meaning of that. They sing praise of the incorporeal one, the one who is beyond birth and death. I don't take 84 births. I enter this one. Human beings take 84 births. This soul knows that Baba is sitting with him inside this body. In spite of that, I repeatedly forget him. The soul of this Dada says, I have to make a lot of effort. It isn't that because he is sitting with me, I am able to remember him well. No. We are completely together, and I know that he is with me. It is as though he is the master of this body. In spite of that, I still forget him. I have given this house, this body, to Baba for him to stay in, and I am sitting in a corner. So he is the important person, is he not? I think that the master is sitting next to me. This chariot belongs to him, and he is looking after it. Shiv Baba even feeds me. I am his chariot. He would definitely look after me well. I eat in the happiness of that. And then after 2 to 4 minutes I forget him. Then I understand how much effort you children have to make. This is why Baba continues to explain, remember the Father as much as possible. There is a lot of benefit in that. Here they become upset over trivial matters and stop studying. They say Baba, Baba, and then divorce him. They make the Father belong to them. They relate this knowledge to others. They like this knowledge. They even see heaven in a divine vision. They dance there. Then, oho, Maya comes and they divorce me and run away. They divorce the one who makes them into the masters of the world. Even very important, well-known ones divorce me. You have now been shown the path. It isn't that he will hold your hand and take you with him. You are not blind, you have eyes. Yes, each of you has received a third eye of knowledge. You know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Turn this cycle of 84 births around in your intellects. You are called spinners of the discus of self-realization. You have to remember the One Father. There should be no remembrance of anyone else. You will have that stage at the end. A wife has love for her husband. That is physical love. Whereas here, you have spiritual love. While sitting, walking and moving around, you have to remember the husband of all husbands, the father of all fathers. There are many families in the world where the husband, wife and family all live together with a lot of love for one another. It is as though their home is heaven. 5 to 6 children live together. They wake up early in the morning and do their worshipping, etc. There is no fighting or quarrelling in their home. They remain very stable. In some families, one member of the family might be a follower of Radha Swami, and another might not believe in any religion. They become upset over trivial things. So the father says, make full effort in this final birth. Use your money in a worthwhile way and benefit yourself, and Bharat too will then be benefited. You know that you are once again establishing your kingdom by following Srimat. By staying on this pilgrimage of remembrance and knowing the beginning, the middle and the end of the world cycle, we will become the rulers of the globe. We will then begin to come down. Finally, we will again come to Baba. It is only by following Srimat that you can claim a high status. The Father is not putting you on some gallows. He says, first become pure and remember the Father. No one in the Golden Age is impure. There are very few deities. Then the population gradually expands. The tree of deities is small. It then grows so much. All souls continue to come down. This play is predestined. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Become a spiritual server and do the service of awakening souls. Serve with your body, mind and wealth according to Srimat and become an instrument to establish the kingdom of Rama. 2. Become a spinner of the discus of self-realization and spin the cycle of 84 births around in your intellect. Only remember the one Father. Don't remember anyone else. Don't become upset by anything and stop studying. Blessing. May you be a constantly powerful soul and make your aim and qualifications equal while in your gathering. While seeing one another in your gathering, you can have zeal and enthusiasm, but there can also be carelessness. You might then think, this one is doing this, so what does it matter if I also do the same? So take help from the gathering and become elevated. Before performing any act, first of all, pay special attention and have the aim of making yourself complete and becoming a sample. I have to do it and then inspire others. Then let this aim emerge repeatedly. Continue to match your aim with your qualifications and you will become powerful. Slogan. In order to go fast in the last period, do not waste your time by having ordinary or wasteful thoughts. Aviat signals. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. Those who are loving do not need to be remembered, but they are automatically remembered. Let there be love in your heart. Let it be true altruistic love. When you say, "My Baba, lovely Baba," you can never forget the one you love. You cannot receive altruistic love from anyone except the Father. Therefore, do not remember him with any selfish motive, but remain absorbed in having altruistic love. Om Shanti. Special notice. According to Baba's Srimat, Murlis are only for Baba's children, not for the souls who have not even taken the Raj Yoga course. Therefore, we humbly request all instrument teachers, brothers and sisters, not to post Baba's Sakar Murlis audio or video recordings on your Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or any WhatsApp group.